evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is an exhausted Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Folks, I've been, well, let's put it this way. I haven't been doing most of the work, but I've been, let's just say, supervising the much-needed cleaning of my bathroom, the floors, the walls, the mirror, the shower doors. What a hell of a mess, ladies and gentlemen. And that required moving about 200 books. Yeah, I even have books on a shelf in my bathroom, ladies and gentlemen, I guess. I may not be literate, but I sure have a lot of books. Well, we had a program here last night with Mark Glenn, in which we discussed some very provocative subjects. And I'm curious as to the comments that any of you may have had in regard to what we discussed last night. Without going in, without repeating it all here, I will just say that if you have any comments about last night's program, I'm anxious to hear what you have to say. So you know the number to call here. What is the number here, ladies and gentlemen? 800. God, ladies and gentlemen, my mind is so garbled. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You'll forgive me. Well, few little items to comment upon while I wait for your phone calls. Tim Russert. There have been a lot of people who have been reacting angrily to the widespread nice things that have been said about Tim Russert upon his death at age 58 from a heart attack. People are saying, oh, he wasn't really an honest journalist. He was part of the whole criminal cover-up of everything that's going on in this country. Well, yeah, you know, let's face it, folks. He wouldn't be a successful journalist if he weren't part of the criminal cover-up. I think we just kind of have to recognize that fact. Sure enough, he seemed like a nice guy. Did read something interesting here in a Washington Times. Says, a few months ago, Mr. Russert was dining with a well-known NBC News correspondent who verbally abused a waitress who got his dinner order wrong. Mr. Russert chewed the correspondent out and warned him never to behave that way in front of him again. Well, that's a nice thing, I think, because, you know, I've been around people who have a habit of abusing waiters and waitresses and bartenders. And it's very unbecoming. It's very ugly. And I never quite understood why people would do that, considering the fact, as we know from Reverend Jesse Jackson, that yes, indeed, waiters and waitresses will spit in your soup and much, much more. Much, much more, I can assure you. I've heard some wild stories from some friends of mine who've been waiters and waitresses. So I guess the rule of thumb here, if you learn anything from this broadcast tonight, is if you're going to pick on people, don't pick on waiters and waitresses and bartenders. They can do all sorts of terrible things to you, whatever race, creed, or color they are or you are. So I guess that's one thing Tim Russert learned in his lifetime. Be nice to waiters and waitresses. Well, no. Tim Russert's dead. He may even go to heaven. Not every mass media journalist goes to hell, but I'm pretty confident that most of them do. Well, we are going to a break here momentarily. When we come back, I'm going to run through a few news items with you. They're of interest to me. I hope they'll be of interest to you. Stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I know there's some of you out there who are saying, how come Michael Collins Piper hasn't commented about the fact that Al Gore has now firmly endorsed Barack Obama and says he's going to work to get him elected president? Well, I would expect Al Gore to say that. That still does not take away from my continuing suspicion that Al Gore may still end up being the Democratic presidential nominee. I still think it's a possibility, and you know, I mentioned that to one of my colleagues down there at the American Free Press office today, and, well, it was Vince Ryan. Vince kind of nodded his head, and he said, you still think that, huh? And he said, he nodded his head, and then he said, yeah, I wouldn't count Hillary Clinton out. And I added, well, I'm not sure Hillary will get the nomination, but I still think there's more to be told about the Democratic presidential nomination. We will see. We will see, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, I'm really getting a big charge out of the fact of a recent Associated Press article which began, Senator Joe Lieberman is fast becoming the Democrats' public enemy number one. You know, 8 years ago I told my liberal Democratic friends, yes, I have quite a few of them, fortunately or unfortunately, I told these liberal Democratic friends of mine that Joe Lieberman was a troublemaker and a traitor, and I said, this scumbag is going to eventually end up in the Republican Party. Well, he's not officially a Republican just yet, but of course he is campaigning for John McCain. And it's very, very interesting that the reason why Lieberman is campaigning for John McCain and that the reason why Lieberman has issues with the Democratic Party, oddly enough, is a matter of Lieberman's Jewish concerns. I think it would be accurate to call Lieberman a Jewish traitor, not only a Jewish traitor to America, but a Jewish traitor to the Democratic Party. He was run out of the Democratic Party by voters who rejected his hardline stance vis-a-vis the Iraq War. That hardline stance, of course, dictated by Lieberman's devotion to the international Jewish agenda in support of the cause of Israel and the cause of international Jewish power, as dreamt of for so long in the pages of the Talmud and enunciated time and time again in the writings of Jewish philosophers and Jewish thinkers. So yes, he is a traitor to the Democratic Party. He's a traitor because of his Jewish principles, and he's of course a traitor to America for precisely those same principles, because those principles do nothing to advance the cause of America first. Rather, they advance the cause of America last. Yeah, this guy Lieberman, he's a real troublemaker, ladies and gentlemen. And the scary thing is, he's going to be the Republican Party's vice presidential nominee. Oh, I do think so. I do think so. If he's not, I won't be terribly surprised, but if he isn't, don't you be surprised. Well, now, here's a funny story. Actually, funny is not the word. Pathetic, sickening, disgusting is the word. Samuel Friedman, writing on religion in the New York Times, tells the story of Sister Ruth Lout. She is a Roman Catholic nun who has founded a group called Christians for Fair Witness on the Middle East. Now, this is very, very interesting, this Sister Ruth. She is a pro-Israel fanatic, and her pro-Israel fanaticism has put her at loggerheads with not only the Catholic Church, which I know a lot of people out there think the Catholic Church is the driving force behind the New World Order. It ain't, but just for the record, She is also running up against all five of the mainline denominations in the United States, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, the Episcopalians, the Evangelical Lutherans, and the United Church of Christ, which, as the New York Times notes, they have all debated and in some cases adopted policies intended to bring economic pressure on Israel. Well, Sister Ruth is very, very interesting. She joined the Dominican Order in 1996. She also has a master's degree in Jewish Christian Studies from Seton Hall University. Now, I don't have my research material handy, but this Jewish Christian Studies program at Seton Hall University is one of these so-called ecumenical outfits that is basically a front for the Jewish lobby. I forget exactly the name of the character that ran this operation there, but that's where she was trained, okay? Well, then she's also participated in several ecumenical groups. Now, in the meantime, she's got this Christians for Fair Witness on the Middle East. And, of course, I've seen this character mentioned time and time again in the media, attacking the Vatican anytime the Vatican dares to say boo to Israel, which occasionally does happen, not as often as it should. But I've discovered something. This is not a major discovery per se. It's a little item that was revealed in the New York Times. Well, before she joined the Dominican Order in 1996, she'd earned a law degree from New York University. Well, that's nice. Nice lady lawyer becomes a nun in 1996. But guess what law firm she worked at in New York City before she became a nun. Skadden Arps. Skadden Arps Slate Meager and Flom. That is one of the most powerful Jewish law firms in the face of the planet. It has been associated very closely with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. A couple top figures in the ADL have been partners in Skadden Arps. Now, folks, you know I'm a conspiracy theorist. I am a conspiracy theorist. Well, here's what my theory is on this little conspiracy. I think this Sister Ruth is a put-up job. I think that after she was trained at Skadden Arps, that they convinced her to join the nunnery so that she could infiltrate Catholic circles and put herself up as this Christian for a fair witness on the Middle East. I think that's exactly what it is. Now, her little outfit has a board with Roman Catholic and Protestant members. Even the New York Times says, the quote, the operation is essentially all Sister Ruth all the time. She raises the money for its $120,000 annual budget. Guess what, folks? I'll bet you any money her budget is bankrolled by, well, you figure it out for yourselves. Anyway, Sister Ruth Laut, L-A-U-T-T. I wonder if she was born a Roman Catholic. I wonder if her mother and her father were Roman Catholics. I wonder. It would be very interesting to look into Sister Ruth's background and see if, in fact, she is of the, shall we say, Roman Catholic race. I'd be willing to bet you 50 cents you'll find a Talmudist in the woodpile. Ah, wouldn't that be fun if Sister Ruth sued me? Here I am, Sister Ruth. You can serve papers on me at 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Suite 100, Washington, D.C. That's the headquarters of American Free Press. If I'm not there, Sister Ruth, have them give me a call, and I'll be glad to show up and pick up your papers. Sue me, sister, sue me. I'll get some real Catholics to testify on my behalf, and we'll show what a fraud and a phony you are. Well, supporters of Israel are going to be thrilled. An 83-year-old man who's a retired sausage maker up in Wisconsin is going to be deported because he was a member of the SS, Josias Kumpf, K-U-M-P-F. Oh, boy. He emigrated to the United States after the war and settled in Chicago with his wife and five children. He's been living in Wisconsin with his daughter in recent years. Well, now they're going to kick this old man out of the country. He says he was born in what is now Serbia. They say his defense attorneys say he was forced to join the SS after Germany invaded his country, which was then part of Yugoslavia. He was ordered to shoot escaping prisoners, his lawyers say, but he said he never had to shoot because no one tried to flee. Then he says that he was ordered to kill people who were thrown into ditches at a camp in Poland, but he didn't shoot anybody. Well, you know, folks, if the United States government wants to go after war criminals, why don't they go after former Israeli officials when they come to this country? Former Israeli officials who were involved in the attack on the USS Liberty and who had knowledge about it. They ought to go after them. It would be a real tragic thing if some citizen took the law into their own hands and chose to mete out punishment to some of these Israeli war criminals. But, you know, this is what happened. Why did they go after some of these butchers from the Soviet Red Army who are living in New York City on American welfare? Jewish butchers from the Soviet Red Army living in New York right now. Criminals, murderers. They don't deport them, folks. Stay tuned.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, I got an email from one of our listeners who asked me or complimented me on what he thought was my clever phraseology. I often ask, who put the mud in the Talmud? Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. My friend and longtime colleague, John Tiffany, who first introduced me to that cute little phrase. I don't know if it's original from John, but certainly the first time I heard it, and I'm glad at least someone out there finds it amusing. I certainly do. Actually, mud is a lot cleaner than what you find in the Talmud, if you think about it. All right, folks, do want to mention here that we have a very good sponsor here on RBN. I'm going to give you their telephone number in a moment. They are hempusa.org, hempusa.org. Now, you know, you hear hemp and you say, uh-oh, he's promoting marijuana. Well, no, the folks at hempusa.org want you, the listeners, to know that hemp is edible, and edible hemp is not marijuana, and it's certified THC-free. This powder they make available is 50% protein, and it does not contain gluten. This is an edible plant, one of about 3 million plus that are here on the face of the earth. But no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, the seeds, and the oil of the hemp plant. Now, Hemp USA ships worldwide. starting with 5-pound shipments and up. They ship to the United States and Canada for free, though. Not a bad deal. This nutrient-dense food, you can use it as a storable food for up to 5 years when it's vacuum-packed and it's priced affordably. So why not try this hemp powder out? Hemp USA says your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition, and they say this superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it, store it, change your life. Here's their number, folks, 908-691-2608. 908-691-2608, or go to that website at hempusa.org, just like it sounds. All right, we have a couple minutes before the half-hour break here, and I'm going to go ahead and bring up our first caller, Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, how are you doing tonight?
Fine, Michael. You sound like you're in pretty good shape tonight.
Mm-hmm. More or less. I have a lot of work to do around here, but that's the way it is.
Oh, I think you did the show saying you came to books, huh?
Yeah.
pardon me for describing you as being bushed.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, there's a zip to talk about, but I'll stay on topic as far as the discussion you and Mark had last night. Michael, I don't even think Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 even applies to the Khazars at all. Maybe I shouldn't say at all, but it's very peripheral. If there's even an application to the Khazars, I'll tell you how I understand that. To take a guy like John Hagee, to take people, one of these phony televangelists or evil angelists, I call them tele-evangelists, but whether you're talking about John Hagee or Benny Hinn or Pat Robertson now, if I was to say to them, if I was to say to people, beware of those who say that they're Christians, but they're not. They're of the church of Satan. I understand that passage about the synagogue of Satan to be meant in that sense. Now, another example might be like this St. Bilderberg conclave. Now, I would describe that as a synagogue of Satan. Because synagogue just means it means congregation. Now there is the word Gog, G-O-G, right in the middle of the word. And of course, Gog is a heavy in the Bible. Gog's not a nice guy, you know. And of course, it's interesting that word Gog is in Magog is right in the middle of synagogue. What do you think about those thoughts?
Well, I tell you what, Dave, you know, it all comes down to the fact that, you know, we are confronted in this very day and age with ultimate evil right here on the face of the planet. We have these false prophets, these phony Christians, these Judas goats that are leading their fellow Christians to the slaughter. And in some respects, you know, I tell you what, it occurs to me in some respects that people like Pat Robertson and John Hagee, just to name two out of many, many hundreds, perhaps many thousands, they are greater threats to America and to mankind than even such obvious pieces of garbage such as, say, Abe Foxman, not to pick on poor old Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. You know, Abe Foxman is a very powerful guy, and when Abe Foxman speaks, corrupt journalists listen. You know, corrupt politicians listen. But, you know, we know where Abe Foxman is coming from. We know that his interests are not America's. But Dave, you know what? When Pat Robertson talks and says he's promoting America, he's not. And yet, a lot of good people believe that he is. Dave, hang on for the break. This is Michael Collins Piper here, ladies and gentlemen, at republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Dave from Massachusetts aboard. Dave, before we went to the break, I was just commenting that I think the bigger problem we have is not our Jewish friends like Abe Foxman, but our so-called Christian friends who are leading our fellow Christians to the slaughter.
Oh, absolutely, Michael. I believe that we have to look at ourselves and that passage about, you know, getting the beam out of your own eye before you try to get the speck out of your brother's. That's why, you know, that book I sent you, I sent a copy to Reverend Pike. And I'm hoping that maybe it'll help Reverend Pike get anything out of his eyes. He might have to look in the mirror and realize that maybe if the scriptures that he holds so near and dear to him, perhaps he thinks is the inerrant word of God, he might be surprised to find that there's perhaps a lot of Talmudic thought in a lot of Talmudic ideology in the Bible and in his very own Old Testament.
Yeah, you know, see, that's what we have to keep. I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, and that book you're talking about, very interesting book. In fact, I was just distributing some of those copies around that you sent to American Free Press. I distributed to some of the people on the staff there. And you know, I'll tell you what you have to remember, too, about the Talmud. We can condemn the Talmud for the vile book that it is, But we also have to keep in mind that the Talmud in many respects is kind of an interpretation of various aspects of the Old Testament by Jewish rabbis. So a lot of what the Talmud is stuff that Jesus Christ repudiated when he came here to the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And of course paid the price for daring to stand up to those Pharisees. So there's a lot of reconsideration that we have to put in perspective, and it's a very difficult process. But if we wish to survive the coming struggles, I was going to say of the next decade, the coming struggles of the next months and possibly the next year ahead, we're going to have to be able to take a new look at things, and that's what I've been saying for a long, long time.
Yeah, very good, Michael. It's in that you put the Talmud doesn't even claim to be the inerrant word of God, and yet a lot of these ministers and so on, and preachers and clergymen, Christian clergymen, of course, they'll insist that the whole Bible, both Old and New Testament, is the inerrant word of God. And the truth of the matter is, Michael, let's be honest, there's an awful lot of a lot of hate and filth in the Old Testament too, and that's, you know, that's not just the commentary of the rabbis.
That's exactly right, and of course that's what Jesus Christ repudiated. That's why there's something called the Old Testament and something called the New Testament, and you don't find that same tone in the New Testament, the new book, that you find in the old one. That was the foundation for the Talmud. That's why we have a New Testament, and a New Testament is based upon the word of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, when people have to realize when Jesus stood up to the Sanhedrin and the Jewish high priest, when he stood up to them and confronted them with the concept that God is love, that was a totally revolutionary idea to the Sanhedrin, to those Talmudists.
Well, you know what? You're saying exactly what Thomas Jefferson, perhaps our most intelligent and gifted among the founding fathers, had to say.
Yeah.
So you're the new Jefferson, Dave. In the meantime, though, unfortunately, we're going to have to go to our resident Andrew Jackson, so to speak. That's Jim in Texas. Dave, have a good evening. Jim, you're our Andrew Jackson of the day. Come on up.
Mike, being tonight appears to be a critique of your last night's show, I'll start it off. Well, I won't start it off because Dave from Massachusetts started it off, but I'll continue. And I will describe your last night's show as something like this. You and Mark Glenn are in your apartment in Washington, D.C., and there's axe blades coming through your door. You're being attacked. You're going to be wiped out. And you and Mark get in a violent argument about whether it's natural-born axe murderers or converted axe murderers, okay? It makes no difference. I mean, the converted might have used to been hatchet murderers, and they graduated to axe murderers, but it really makes no difference. Sanhedrin or Ashkenazi or Sephardim, it makes no difference. They're both coming at your door with axes.
Well, I guess the bottom line of it, Jim, though, is that we have to be ready to confront it, and if we're going to confront it, we have to confront it realistically.
And realistically, Mike, you don't differentiate between the two. There's no difference between the two.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not sure that we're differentiating. I don't see the differentiation, because the bottom line of it is this ideology that we're fighting. And, you know, as I say, if we're going to confront this ideology, I don't think we need a lot of distractions, like worrying about whether, for example, as I said last night, worrying about whether the people of Israel are Khazars or not Khazars. Because the bottom line of it is that state of Israel exists today. They've got nuclear weapons. They've got a lobby, a very well-financed lobby in this country, that not only lobbies on the interest or on the issue of Israel, but lobbies on so many, many other issues representing the international Jewish agenda. And unless we're willing to confront that and acknowledge what it is, you know, and acknowledge it in a way that people understand it, we're not gonna win the battle.
Mike, by the way, I do agree with you. Lieberman is going to be McCain's choice.
I think that's a good
It's inevitable, as far, the way I see it, because there's no way that the Jewish media is portraying those two side by side in Israel wearing their yarmulkes and standing at the Wailing Wall and Lieberman whispering in his ear and Lieberman vouching for what a wonderful fellow he is. There's no way that they're going to let. And this will this will explain when McCain wins. Will explain. Well, he picked Lieberman, and therefore he picked up the Jewish vote, which is what, 3%.
Yeah,
but
and you know,
in all, it will explain it to the stupid people out there that don't know any better.
Well, that'll be the that exactly. I mean, if the I think if the election, say it is McCain and Lieberman versus Obama and whoever. I think even an honest count of the election would probably show McCain winning. But with Lieberman on the vice presidential slot, that there will be all the more incentive for the powers that be in the mass media who control the national vote count to shift the vote as necessary to ensure McCain's election.
It becomes a done deal.
Oh, I think absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I tell you what scares me about it is that there is so much agitation against Obama and so much agitation for him that if there's an attempt to assassinate Obama, that will be used to inflame public opinion and to cause racial unrest in this country. And it could be a real good opportunity for our current commander in chief to enforce martial law. So there's all sorts of things, you know. All bets are off, I think, with this 2008 election.
Listen, Mike, they got enough against Obama in reserve that they can make him responsible for the Great Chicago Fire in 1878 or whatever, with supposedly the O'Leary's. Mother kicked over, or the cow kicked over a lantern and burnt down Chicago. They got enough on him, holding it in reserve, that once the conventions are over, that it's going to be McCain, Lieberman all the way. It's going to be clear sailing, in my opinion.
Oh, I think so. Unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, you know, frankly, if I had a choice, and I thought my vote was going to count, if it came down to voting either for Obama or McCain, I would vote for Obama, not because I love Obama or what he stands for, but because I just absolutely despise John McCain and everything that he does represent so blatantly and so openly. And of course, his selection, which we're talking about as in our views, you and I, and a fait accompli, this guy Lieberman, that will just be the absolute slap in the face and kind of an open acknowledgement once and for all, you know, that this is how far Jewish power has come in this country, that Lieberman can run in 2000 as the Democratic vice presidential nominee, and in 2008 they can just switch him into the Republican Party. And the Republicans will buy him just as quickly as the Democrats bought him 8 years ago.
They'll buy him as soon as you'll buy his sister Lout, or whatever her name was. being a born and bred Catholic, that's how quick they'll buy him. The people will buy anything the news media tell them, Mike.
Well,
you know that.
That's exactly right. That's why I was commenting earlier that as much as I've been hearing people on the internet bashing Tim Russert, you know, and with good reason, the fact is, he is probably no better or no worse than most of the other people in the mass media. You know, it's like let's face it, I mean, if these people want to get ahead in the mass media, they're not going to talk about the things that I talk about or the things that most of the hosts on this network talk about, even those hosts who maybe don't even go as far as I do. So, you know, I kind of understand, you know, I kind of understand, you know, why they do as they do. They are bought and paid for, and, well, Tim Russert was making $5 million a year. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Have you talked to your big shot lawyer friend about who you think is going to be the president and vice president in the upcoming election?
Oh, well,
I shouldn't say election. It's selection.
Selection.
It's
well,
election.
He knows that I think his boy McCain will. He liked Giuliani.
Boy, that guy is. That's grounds to have him at least committed for a 3-day test period.
I need to give him a call. I'll mention you suggested that, Jim.
I'll let you go, Mike. I've hogged enough of your time, okay?
That's all right. I always enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Rick in Ohio. Rick, how are you this evening?
Hey, Michael.
What's going on, Rick?
Hey, speaking of war against Iran, who was it, Michael, that said wars are the Jews' harvest?
Who did say that?
Was that Smedley Butler?
I know that Smedley Butler said war is a racket.
Yeah.
But that particular phrase, somebody just mentioned that. In fact, I'll tell you what, the other day I was down visiting American Free Press, and someone was researching that very, very phraseology and trying to find out the origin of it. I do not know, but I'll tell you what, over the last couple months as I've been... I should say the last couple weeks as I've been putting together a new book that I found repeated references in translated texts from a variety of languages, European languages, all putting forth that same assessment. So this is not something that's new. This has been an opinion that has been prevalent, certainly going back to the early days of the 1800s.
Yes.
And even before then, during the period, you know, of the medieval court Jews, where the Jews would raise the money for the various wars that were fought between the various monarchies. So this has been, the concept of Jewish profiteering from war is something that's been around for a long, long time, and it can't be blamed on Adolf Hitler or David Duke or Bill White or whoever you want to blame it on.
Exactly.
That's right.
They've also been widely known for just as long as you had mentioned as the Merchants of Death.
That's right.
Okay, now, the reason I was calling in was I wanted to comment last night on last night's program.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to submit this, that these so-called Zionist Christians who want to put forth that the Jews are God's people are in direct conflict with Jesus Christ on that issue, because he tells us very clearly in Matthew 5:9, he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And anyone with even a cursory knowledge of history knows that the Jews are the merchants of death. They sell war. Wars are the Jews' harvest.
That's right. You know, I tell you, I mentioned at the outset of the program, I was spending a lot of time here cleaning up my bathroom, you know? And I tell you, there's nothing more disgusting than cleaning up a dirty bathroom. I even hate to talk about it on the air. It's almost Talmudic. But, I mean, you know, you get in there, you try to clean up that soap scum, you know, and you get bleach, and you get all these cleaners and everything. That's what Jesus Christ was essentially doing. He was coming in with a bucket of bleach and throwing it on all the scum and saying, "I'm cleaning this up, we're getting rid of this, we're starting fresh here."
And just to illustrate it, he ran him out of the temple with a stick.
And it was no accident. That was a very symbolic gesture.
Yes, it was.
Isn't it funny that despite that, or maybe precisely because of that, we're still confronted with the money changers in the temple? I mean, the temple, the biggest temple of all, is right down here in Washington, D.C. on Constitution Avenue, inappropriately named the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, speaking of the Sanhedrin.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
familiar, I think, that Al Gore, that one of his daughters married into the Schiff family?
Yes, exactly. I was just talking about that today. Yeah, I mean, if Al Gore somehow gets the Democratic presidential nomination, as I still think he could, I think then we'll see John McCain, retired very quickly to the dustbin of history, because Al Gore is a part of the global royal family, if only by marriage, through his daughter.
Right.
I mean, Jacob Schiff was a man, it was his company, Kuhn Loeb and
Bernstein.
Right. These are the people. They're all part of this ugly little network that we need to throw lots of bleach on.
Yes,
all right, Rick, thanks for your call.
All right, Michael.
All right, we're going to a break here. We're going to bring up Cage from Indiana when we come back. Cage has a minute or two. Come aboard. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your resident witchfinder general and janitor in a drum, Michael Collins Piper, returning to you. We have room for one more caller real quickly. Cage from Indiana. Cage, come on up.
Witchfinder general. All right. Anyway, hey, you know what kind of stinks about your program is when you're on hold and you're waiting to make your statement, you hear all these other comments, and oh, my gosh. But real quick, hey, I wanted to mention, I saw in the last couple of weeks, it was on a major mainstream news network about the possibility of something going down at the Democratic Convention and the possibility of a Gore draft. I don't remember which network it was, but they actually had like a 6-minute segment of that possibility.
Oh, I still, like I say, I just really think it's a big possibility. I mean, you know, the Clintons, I think, in the back of their mind still think that somehow they can ace Barack Obama out of the nomination.
Right.
But on the other hand, if they think they can pull that off, I think they're going to be in for a big surprise. And all they will end up doing is handing the nomination to somebody like Al Gore, who doesn't particularly like the Clintons himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, although a lot of people tend to think that all these people, Democrats and Republicans alike, are all part of one big conspiracy, which they are, they do have their own personal interests, they have their own personal considerations, you know, and that's what I say. I think I just don't think we should write off Al Gore just yet. And those people who don't like Barack Obama, and there are many of them, I don't think they should be too concerned about him just yet, because he's got a tough road ahead of him, even to the Democratic nomination, I think. And then if he gets that nomination, well, if he makes it to the general election, I'll be very surprised.
You know, though, what is really, I think, kind of amazing, you brought up the word loyalty, and it's amazing to me that such cutthroats could even, I don't know, maybe I grew up different, but, you know, I wanted to make another comment real quick. I grew up a Presbyterian, that's how I was born, you know, we believe in predestiny, you know, we're going to heaven anyway, so, as long as we're good, which is a kind of cool faith if you think about it.
Yeah, but, actually, you're right, yeah.
But, you know, I think actually the New Testament and the Old Testament, I know Hitler wasn't a very big fan of the Old Testament, and a lot of other people aren't, but because they look at it as a Jewish book, and, I'm not so certain. I mean, there's a lot of clues in the Old Testament to suggest, you know, again, I mean, if you look at the book of the prophets, you know, the five books of the prophets, they talk about the coming of Christ. And if you look at, like, in Genesis, you know, and the generations and the way they chronicalize them, I think a pretty strong case could be made that it's maybe not so Jewish after all.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the bottom line of it is it's something that's open to debate, and that's what the purpose of last night's show was all about. So, you know, like I say, you're going to have a 500 different interpretations, you know, about things. I remember having four callers on the program all at one time, and they all, one would have thought, were in agreement, but guess what? They were all in disagreement.
All right.
You know.
Hey, another great show, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Cage.
All right.
Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Michael Collins Piper signing off here, urging you to stay tuned for more good programming. Apologies to the callers we couldn't bring up this evening. But, God willing, we'll be here tomorrow night and many nights into the future. So, again, have a good evening, folks. Thanks for tuning in. It always amazes me that you choose to do so.